Effective teaching strategies, early childhood education. We have the power to shape the future by helping young children grow. But what strategies really make a difference in early childhood education? How can we create a learning space that supports our students' success? High-quality early childhood education offers many benefits. It improves academic skills and graduation rates. It also boosts social-emotional skills. By using research-based practices, we can prepare our students for the future. Key takeaways: developmentally appropriate practices that support children's natural curiosity and interests, play-based learning opportunities to foster essential skills like communication and creativity, positive reinforcement and clear, consistent classroom management techniques, differentiated instruction to cater to diverse learning styles and abilities, emphasis on social-emotional learning and creating a nurturing, inclusive environment, implement play-based learning. Play-based learning is a top teaching strategy for young kids. It lets them explore, create, and solve problems. They also learn important skills like talking, working with others, and being creative. Studies show play can help kids learn better than just sitting in class. It boosts their reading, problem-solving, and thinking skills. Plus, play helps their brains grow and work better. The benefits of play-based learning: enhances cognitive development by promoting critical thinking and independence, supports the development of fine motor skills through activities like drawing, touching textures, and stacking blocks, fosters social and emotional growth by providing opportunities for collaboration and emotional exploration, increases motivation and a sense of achievement by enabling children to explore new things and experience success. By using play in the classroom, we make a safe space for kids to learn. It fits different ways of learning and helps kids grow in all areas. Teachers can keep up with new ideas by getting more training. Practice two-way communication. Effective communication is key in early childhood education. It helps build strong relationships with students and their families. We need to make sure children feel safe, supported, and eager to learn. Two-way communication means listening to children and encouraging them to share their thoughts. This makes them feel heard and valued. We can improve this by using open-ended questions, group talks, and creative projects. Asking children to share their views shows we care about their experiences. It also helps them take an active role in their learning. Using ICT devices like headphones, cameras, and phones also helps. These tools let children practice speaking, telling stories, and acting out roles. This boosts their communication skills and helps them learn in fun ways. It's important to regularly check how well children can communicate. We should look at their skills from different angles. This way, we get a full picture of their communication abilities and how they use language every day. By focusing on two-way communication, listening actively, and building strong relationships, we create a supportive learning space. This environment encourages children to express themselves freely, helping them grow and develop. Use multi-sensory instruction. In early childhood education, we know that young children learn best when they're actively involved. Their senses need to be sparked. Multi-sensory instruction uses visual, auditory, and tactile ways to meet the different learning styles of our students. Hands-on activities with various materials and experiences make learning rich and immersive. For instance, we might use air writing, sand tracing, or letter tiles to help with phonics and letter recognition. We also use kinesthetic coping strategies like weighted blankets or wobble chairs to help with emotional control and focus during lessons. Engaging multiple senses for deeper learning. Engaging multiple senses makes learning more fun and helps with deeper understanding and retention. Studies show that multisensory teaching, like hearing letter sounds, seeing visual aids, and touching letters, works well for students with learning challenges or different learning styles. Activate different parts of the brain simultaneously for enhanced learning and memory. Reinforce letter formation and word recognition through tactile input like tracing and letter tiles. Promote phonics and reading comprehension through auditory methods like hearing words and stories read aloud. Enhance pattern recognition and sight word vocabulary using visual aids like pictures and charts. By using a multi-sensory approach, we create a learning space that meets each child's unique needs. This sets them up for success in literacy and more. Provide positive reinforcement. In early childhood education, positive reinforcement is key. It helps promote good behavior and learning. Instead of just punishment, we use praise, rewards, and feedback to encourage kids. This makes learning feel good and helps kids feel valued and successful. Studies show positive reinforcement boosts learning and grades in young kids. When we praise and encourage, kids are more likely to enjoy learning. It also helps build their self-confidence and self-worth. Positive reinforcement creates a supportive learning space, making kids more engaged in school. Teachers using positive methods can teach kids to be kind, share, and solve problems. Positive feedback helps kids grow socially and emotionally, showing them the value of kindness and teamwork. It also helps kids stay strong when they face tough times. Using positive reinforcement in teaching motivates kids to learn more. It makes school a place where effort and curiosity are celebrated. This approach helps kids succeed in school and builds their emotional strength, preparing them for a lifelong love of learning. Establish clear rules. In any learning place, clear rules are key for order and respect. Early childhood education needs simple rules that kids can follow. These rules should be positive and followed the same way to teach kids self-discipline, responsibility, and respect. Promote self-discipline, responsibility, and respect. Setting clear boundaries helps kids learn important life skills. Our studies show too many or complex rules can be forgotten. So, we suggest a few main rules that focus on self-discipline, encouraging kids to make good choices and own their actions, responsibility, teaching kids how their actions affect others, respect, building a culture of respect and consideration. By sticking to these rules, we make a safe and supportive place for kids to grow. It's important to have a routine and practice these rules every day. We should explain classroom rules before school starts and make sure kids understand them. This builds structure and helps kids make better choices and take responsibility. Encourage collaborative learning. In early childhood education, it's key to let kids interact and learn from each other. This is done through collaborative learning, where they work together towards a goal. It helps them develop skills like communication, teamwork, and empathy. Collaborative learning includes group projects, discussions, and peer-to-peer teaching. These activities make kids share ideas and learn from each other. Studies show that groups of 4 to 5 students work best, as it promotes good communication. To get the most out of collaborative learning, setting clear expectations and roles is crucial. Giving each student a specific task helps them understand their role and feel responsible. Also, letting them assess themselves and their peers helps deepen their understanding of learning. Using collaborative learning in early education creates a space that values communication, teamwork, and empathy. It boosts academic growth and helps kids develop important social and emotional skills for life. Offer individualized instruction. In early childhood education, every child is unique. They have their own abilities, interests, and learning styles. Teachers must use individualized instruction and differentiated teaching methods to meet these needs. This way, all children can be challenged, engaged, and set up for success. Studies show that individualized instruction helps at-risk students a lot. For example, the City of School program in Buffalo, New York, had a 65% graduation rate. The Free Options program at the Borough Academies in New York City reached an impressive 86% graduation rate. This success came from using individualized instruction. To individualize instruction, teachers follow 4 steps. First, they identify each child's abilities, interests, and learning styles. Then, they work with families and service providers to understand the child's needs. Next, they create learning opportunities that meet the child's diverse needs. Finally, they adjust their teaching methods based on the child's progress. This ensures every child gets the support they need to thrive. In conclusion, individualized instruction and differentiated teaching are key for a great learning environment. By recognizing and meeting each student's diverse needs, abilities, and interests, teachers can help every child reach their full potential. Provide emotional support. In early childhood education, it's not just about learning numbers and letters. It's also about helping kids feel good and grow emotionally. As teachers, we can make a safe space for kids to learn about their feelings. They can share them and grow strong. Nurturing emotional awareness. By telling stories, doing mindfulness, and talking about feelings, we help kids understand their emotions. We show them it's okay to feel and teach them how to handle their feelings well. Cultivating resilience encourages children to see challenges as opportunities for growth, not obstacles. Celebrate their efforts and perseverance, rather than solely focusing on the end result. Foster a supportive environment where children feel safe to take risks and learn from their mistakes. When we focus on our students' emotional health, we help them become resilient. This helps them succeed in school and life. By giving emotional support, we make a place where kids can grow and be happy. Implement hands-on experiences. In early childhood education, we think hands-on experiences are key for young kids' learning and growth. Kids are naturally curious and learn best by exploring and engaging with their world. By offering many hands-on activities, we help them think critically, solve problems, and love learning. Hands-on experiences. Let kids take part in learning, using their senses to touch and experiment with things. These activities spark curiosity and help kids connect what they learn to the real world. Whether it's building with blocks, gardening, or doing simple science, hands-on learning keeps kids' minds and bodies active. It makes learning fun and effective. Hands-on activities promote exploration and discovery, helping children actively engage with the material. Hands-on learning activities nurture critical thinking and problem-solving skills, as children navigate challenges and find solutions. Hands-on experiences make learning more meaningful and memorable for young children, fostering a love for learning. As early childhood educators, we aim to create a learning space that encourages hands-on exploration and discovery. By adding a variety of hands-on activities to our lessons, we support kids' natural curiosity. We promote active learning and help them develop important skills for their future. Reflect on your teaching strategy. Reflection is key to a successful teaching strategy. As early childhood educators, we must always check and tweak our teaching methods. This is based on careful reflection and watching how students do. Regular reflection helps us see what works well and what needs work. We look at student work, watch how they interact in class, and ask for feedback. This gives us important information to help us make better choices in teaching. Use the stop-start-continue reflection to check and change our teaching strategies. Write down our reflections in lesson plans or digital documents. This helps us track our progress and keep a record of our efforts to get better. Celebrate our successes by looking at what works well and doing more of it. This helps us get better at teaching. Work together with colleagues to get new ideas and try new ways of teaching. Our dedication to reflection, teaching methods, and continuous improvement is vital for our students' success. By always trying to get better and being open to new ideas, we can make learning exciting and meaningful for young children. Effective teaching strategies, early childhood education. Early childhood educators are key in laying the groundwork for a child's future success. By using research-based strategies, we can make learning fun and supportive for young students. This approach meets the unique needs of each child. Embrace research-based strategies. Teaching in early childhood is based on methods backed by research. These methods include integrating play-based learning to help children naturally develop and learn, promoting two-way communication to strengthen relationships and encourage kids to express themselves, incorporating multi-sensory instruction to reach different learning styles, providing positive reinforcement to boost motivation and confidence, encouraging collaborative learning to improve social and problem-solving skills, offering individualized instruction to address each child's unique needs. Creating a nurturing, emotionally supportive environment helps kids develop resilience and well-being. By always looking for and using these strategies, we can create a supportive learning space. This space helps young children achieve their best. The creative curriculum for preschool is a great example. It's a research-based guide for early childhood teachers. It offers many resources, like teaching guides and interactive activities. These help ensure every child gets the support they need to succeed, acknowledge and encourage effort. In early childhood education, praising effort and persistence is key. It helps kids see challenges as chances to learn and grow. This way, they focus on the journey, not just the end. By acknowledging and encouraging effort, we help kids love learning. They see the value in trying hard, not just succeeding. This mindset encourages them to keep growing and learning. Watch and appreciate the details of kids' actions. Notice how long they work, how often they try, and what skills they use. Give praise that is specific and fits each child's strengths. This shows the value of their hard work and progress. Don't overpraise, as it can make kids feel entitled. Instead, focus on their growth and the effort they put in. By acknowledging and encouraging effort, we make kids feel valued and supported. They feel motivated to keep learning. This approach helps them develop a love for learning that lasts a lifetime. Model positive attitudes and behaviors. As early childhood educators, we greatly influence our students. We do this by showing them positive attitudes and behaviors. By being enthusiastic about learning, we inspire young learners to have the same mindset. Children often learn by watching and imitating adults. This is why it's crucial for us to model good behavior. For over 70 years, Catherine Reed Baker's positive guidance strategies have been used. They show how important it is to model positive attitudes and model positive behaviors. This helps influence and inspire our students. Letting children make choices helps them feel in control. This leads to better following of instructions. Using a friendly voice can make guidance more positive. It improves how children see our interactions. Guidance that respects children helps them feel good about themselves. It avoids negative labels and focuses on better behavior. We have the chance to be role models. By modeling positive attitudes and modeling positive behaviors, we set examples. This creates a supportive learning space where children can grow into confident, well-adjusted individuals. Conclusion. Effective teaching strategies are key for a top-notch early childhood education program. They help young learners grow in all areas. By using play-based learning, two-way communication, and multi-sensory instruction, we make learning fun and engaging. It's also important to use positive reinforcement and tailor lessons to each child. This approach creates a supportive learning space. Early childhood educators play a big role in preparing kids for the future. This article shows how crucial good teaching strategies are in early childhood education. By using active learning and emotional support, we help every child thrive. By focusing on these strategies, we can help our youngest students reach their full potential. FAQ: What are some effective teaching strategies for early childhood education? Effective strategies include play-based learning and two-way communication. Also, multi-sensory instruction and positive reinforcement are key. Clear rules and collaborative learning are important too. Individualized instruction and emotional support are crucial. Hands-on experiences and continuous reflection on teaching methods are also vital. Why is play-based learning important in early childhood education? Play lets children explore and solve problems. It helps them develop important skills. Open-ended play encourages curiosity and a love for learning. How can educators establish strong communication with students and families? Active listening and open-ended questions are essential. They help children share their thoughts and ideas. This creates a safe and supportive learning environment. What is the benefit of using multi-sensory instruction in early childhood education? Multi-sensory instruction uses visual, auditory, and tactile materials. It helps children understand better and suits their different learning styles. How can positive reinforcement be used in the classroom? Positive reinforcement through praise and rewards encourages good behavior. It creates a supportive and nurturing classroom environment. Why are clear rules important in early childhood education? Clear, positive rules help children develop self-discipline and responsibility. They learn to respect themselves and others. What are the benefits of collaborative learning in early childhood education? Collaborative learning improves social skills like communication and teamwork. Children learn to work together towards common goals. How can educators provide individualized instruction in the classroom? Differentiated instruction tailors teaching methods to each child's abilities. It ensures every student is challenged and engaged. Why is it important to focus on emotional development in early childhood education? Supportive environments help children learn about and manage their emotions. This is crucial for their overall development. What are the benefits of hands-on experiences in early childhood education? Hands-on experiences make learning fun and promote critical thinking. They help children explore and discover new concepts. How can reflection improve teaching strategies in early childhood education? Reflecting on teaching methods and student performance leads to better outcomes. It helps improve teaching strategies. What is the importance of acknowledging and encouraging effort in early childhood education? Praising effort and persistence promotes a growth mindset. It helps children develop a love for learning. How can early childhood educators model positive attitudes and behaviors? By showing enthusiasm for learning, educators inspire young learners. They help develop positive mindsets and behaviors.